Jobs was thrilled to give him a private demo. "Take a look at this," he said. "You're going to like what you see." Terrell was impressed enough to hand Jobs and Woz his card. "Keep in touch," he said. "I'm keeping in touch," Jobs announced the next day when he walked barefooted into the bite shop. He made the sale. Terrell agreed to order 50 computers. But there was a condition. He didn't want just $50 printed circuit boards, for which customers would then have to buy all the chips and do the assembly. That might appeal to a few hardcore hobbyists, but not to most customers. Instead, he wanted the boards to be fully assembled. For that, he was willing to pay about $500 apiece, cash on delivery. Jobs immediately called Wozniak at HP. "Are you sitting down?" he asked. Wozniak said he wasn't. Jobs nevertheless proceeded to give him the news. "I was shocked, just completely shocked," Wozniak recalled. "I will never forget that moment." To fill the order, they needed about $15,000 worth of parts. Alan Baum, the third prankster from Homestead High, and his father agreed to loan them $5,000. Jobs tried to borrow more from a bank in Los Altos, but the manager looked at him and, not surprisingly, declined. He went to Haltech Supply and offered an equity stake in Apple in return for the parts. But the owner decided they were a couple of young, scruffy-looking guys and declined. Alcorn at Atari would sell them chips only if they paid cash up front. Finally, Jobs was able to convince the manager of Kramer Electronics to call Paul Terrell to confirm that he had really committed to a $25,000 order. Terrell was at a conference when he heard over a loudspeaker that he had an emergency call. Jobs had been persistent. The Kramer manager told him that two scruffy kids had just walked in waving an order from the bite shop. Was it real? Terrell confirmed that it was, and the store agreed to front Jobs the parts on 30-day credit.